Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. December the 26th, a costly sacrifice.
All this week, Derek urges us to continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. Today, he shows us how praise is a costly sacrifice wrought in our spirits. Let's look at a verse from the book of Proverbs that points to the importance of what we say with our mouths.
Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
Two things come from the use of the tongue, death and life. If we grumble, or if we're negative or self-centered, our tongues will bring forth death. But if we're liberated from all that negativity and are walking in the praise and worship of God, our tongues will bring forth life. Additionally, whatever fruit our tongues bring forth, whether sweet or bitter, we're going to eat of it. Let's go back to our pattern verse for the week. I'd like to bring out one more important point from it. The writer said,
Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. Through him, Jesus, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God.
One very significant word in this verse is sacrifice. Praise is a sacrifice. According to the principles of Scripture, a sacrifice requires a death. In the Old Testament sacrifices, nothing was ever offered to God that hadn't been passed through death. So we see the sacrifice of praise requires a death, the death of the old man. The old man can't praise God as he deserves to be praised. There has to be a death. Again, we know that a sacrifice costs us something. Thus, praise is costly. Let me put it this way. We need to praise God most when we least feel like it. Praise can't depend on our feelings. It's a sacrifice of our spirits. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I proclaim that praise is a sacrifice. Praise is costly. And whether I feel like it or not, I give God praise. I shall continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.